Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frank Gallup, a friend of the family, spokesman for Patrice Munsell, Jack Smith, Al Goodman and his orchestra. The family's guest today is Robert Merrill, winner of the Metropolitan Opera Company radio competition for 1945. Songs chosen with an earnest eye to your own likes and dislikes. Songs chosen with care to make a richly varied pattern all through our time together. The curtain rises, the pattern begins to unfold. We hear Patrice in Si Bonnet. Don Quixote once proclaimed that every proper lover should embrace in his temperament the entire emotional alphabet. That is, he should be A, agreeable, B, bountiful, C, constant, as well as, in alphabetical order, beautiful, easy, faithful, gallant, honorable, ingenious, kind, loyal, mind, noble, open-hearted, prudent, quiet, rich, secret, true, valiant, wise, young, and zealous. Now, this, of course, is a somewhat inadequate and loose description of our own rapid tempo Romeo, Jack Smith. Jack's song today expresses a romantic sentiment Cervantes might have found a bit puzzling, namely,
I call my sugar candy because she's so sweet to me.
Well, now, could you boil that down to simple syrup, Jackson?
Candy, I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy. when I need sympathy. I wish that there were more of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart, Candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my Candy and make her mine, all mine.
Candy, I call my sugar Candy, because I'm sweet on Candy, and Candy's sweet on me.
She understands me, my understanding Candy, and Candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my Candy and make her mine, all mine. The day I make her mine, all
Mr. Goodman's pattern of melody today includes two elements imported from Hollywood. Later on, we shall hear a collection of tunes from the new 20th Century Fox Technicolor picture, Diamond Horseshoe. At the moment, we await the Goodman downbeat to encounter Laura, a song based on the background music for another notable screenplay. This is Laura.
Thank you.
America has made for Americans to sing. This will be the third in our series of American folk songs presented by Al Goodman in a modern American dress. As the Navy of these United States grows in size and in power and in range, we learn with a thrill of pride that the strength of sinew and the set of mind that once made Yankee ships the best and fastest in the world has never died out in the youth of our land. Our song today celebrates those men of iron in ships of wood, the first Americans to conquer the seven seas, the sons of Ahab who fought to the death with Moby Dick, the New England whalers and seal hunters.
A Yankee ship came down the river, blow, boys, blow.
This is the song of the whaling fleets and the seal fisheries, men who sailed from New Bedford and Sag Harbor and 100 small ports to range the icy Atlantic seas in search of oil for the lamps of the new republic, and seal skins to make furs for the ladies of Boston, New York, and Philadelphia. This is a song Nathaniel Brown Palmer sang as a boy in Stonington, Connecticut. And Palmer is a man Americans shouldn't forget. Captain of a trading schooner while still in his teens, he was chosen at 21 to command the sloop Hero in search of new sealing ground south of Cape Horn. In that 47-foot sloop with four crewmen, young Palmer sailed 9,000 miles south from Stonington. He found more than seals. His were the first human eyes to see and to map the continent of Antarctica. But Nathaniel Palmer deserves to be remembered for another reason. It was Palmer, more than any other single man, who, long after the voyage of the Hero, began the revolution in sailing ship design that culminated in the most beautiful creation of American genius, the clipper ship. To Nathaniel Brown Palmer, to the sailors of his day, to their successors, whose clipper ships have wings, a toast in song.
I'll sing you a song, a good song of the sea. Come away, hey, blow the man down, and trust that you'll join in the chorus with me. Give me some time to blow the man down.
There was an old skipper, I don't know his name. Way, hey, blew the man down. Although he once played a remarkable game, give me some time to blow the man down.
A seal heard his whistle and loud did it fall. Come away, hey, blow the man down. Roll up your white canvas, Jim Spanker and all. Give me some time to blow the man down. Yo-ho, yo-ho, give me some time and I'll blow the man down. Yo-ho!
This is Stars in My Eyes by the great Fritz Kreisler, arranged as a duet for Patrice Munsell and Robert Merrill.
Eagle, long
there'll be stars in my eyes.
Will your love
for me rise?
There'll be stars
in my
Hollywood borrows from Broadway in the new musical picture called Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe. Around Betty Grable, Dick Hames, and the New York nightclub, the 20th century folks have constructed an elaborate Technicolor pageant. It is intended, they tell us, to celebrate, in a suitably colossal fashion, the company's 30th year in the business of building dreams on celluloid. The tunes from Diamond Horseshoe by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon are most agreeable. Here they are, with Pat, Jack, Al, Robert Merrill, and Milton Rettenberg at the piano.
Welcome to the Diamond Horseshoe. So glad you dropped in. We'll chase all your cares away. But please be polite to our waiters. Welcome to the Diamond Horseshoe. Let the fun begin. Now that you have been properly greeted, we know you'll be treated all right by the artist of the Diamond Horseshoe to show
If your romantic chum, pack up your duds and come to Acapulco. You put your cares in hot and throw away your pots in Acapulco. Where you can be as lazy as a daisy drifting in a blue lagoon. You're wide awake at night because you do your dreaming in the afternoon. You'll get a Latin glow way down in Mexico, below the border.
Down in Mexico.
And in a spot like this, if you refuse a kiss, you're out of order.
You're out of order.
And when the moon is new, it's like a honeydew. Come on and get yourself a fly friend if you can't say Acapulco.
And then you can call it paradise.
When you meet someone you like to have a conversation. When you do not understand, it's such a touchy situation. You mustn't let it bother you. You only have to know, Chica Linda, pretty baby, yo te quiero, I adore you. Yo te quiero, Chica Linda, mucho sissimo. As you're sitting in the sun, you sip a pitcher of papaya while you listen to a parrot that they call a papagaya. And you'll learn a lot of phrases that are very apropos. Chica linda, pretty baby, dame un beso, won't you kiss me? Yo te quiero, chica linda, dame un beso, dame lo, dame un beso, dame lo.
You need some new horizons when the mariachis start to play there.
Down in Mexico.
And after you depart, I know your crazy heart is gonna stay there.
Your heart will stay.
And if I haven't sold you with the things I've told you, then I must repeat it twice. And if you can't say Acapulco, then you can call it paradise.
In Acapulco, in Acapulco.
Acapulco. Then you can call it paradise in Acapulco.
Radio service.